Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just to start off with, I'll just give you a couple injury updates on guys who would have been a part of the Prospects Challenge here. Lawrence Bylett still recovering from shoulder surgery. He won't be in main camp, but everything seems to be going very smoothly from that standpoint. We hope that he will look to be playing games somewhere around the middle of October. Luukkonen, coming off of a hip surgery. Again, things have been very positive from his rehab. He won't be in main camp. We're looking at a time frame more of the sort of the start of November for him to be ready to play games. All the other injury updates we'll give you a little more once main camp starts.
Well, what did you think of the last 3 days? What was your general impression of what you saw out there on the ice?
Oh, I think it was a great tournament. I thought very balanced between all four teams. I thought, especially Friday and Saturday, great atmosphere in the building for our players. And I just think, young players especially, they work so hard in the offseason getting ready for main camp. But there's always an adjustment from summer scrimmages to main camp. And I think our guys went out there, got in a game environment, and it's going to help them a lot remaking the transformation into main camp now.
Your objective is all along has been to build organizational depth. How, as you watch these three games, how far along do you think you are in that objective?
Well, I think we continue to improve it every year. And I think just the fact that I was very happy with some of our veteran players, such as, who have been in our system before, Asplin, Olofsson, how they came in, but also very excited about some of our young defensemen. A guy like, Bryson and Fitzgerald coming in for their first camp. I thought they handled themselves very well there too. So, we're excited now to move into NHL preseason games, having some of our young players challenge our veteran players for roster spots, but also too excited about what's developing in Rochester and sort of that next wave of players.
Ristolainen certainly is expected in town and with the guys tomorrow. I mean, where do you think his head is at this point?
Well, in our conversations with him, it's been positive. And I think Bristol's always been someone who comes to camp in extremely good shape. And I think there's going to be an adjustment for all our players with a new head coach, trying to bring together exactly what coaches are going to want from a system standpoint, where they fit in with the group. And I'm sure those conversations will go well with Risto and our entire team.
Do you have any NHL players coming in on tryouts?
Right now, we don't have any tryout guys. We'll continue to sort of reevaluate where we are from an injury standpoint, have discussions the next couple days, but right now, no.
Was part of that the decision not to bring any in at this point so you can give younger guys like Thompson, Olofsson, a lot of time in training camp?
No, it's something I think we've added to, our young guys that we have coming in there. I thought some of our signs, JSD, Curtis Lazar, players that we want to give an opportunity to, with playing only six preseason games, we've set it that way. We want to have a lot of practice time, but it is always a sort of that balance of finding enough games for your veteran players but giving enough for your young guys. And we're excited to see, how they're going to materialize here and how they're going to push some of our veteran players.
Are you still having a dialogue with Jason Collingwood? Is it a possibility at some point?
Yeah, obviously, Jason's still in town here. We've obviously continued to communicate with him. We'll continue to communicate with him the next couple of days here and make a decision on that.
You mentioned the competition a few times. Where
yep.
in particular are you really looking forward to seeing the competition?
Well, I think you certainly see it on the wings. And then also at the defense corps. So I think those are the two main spots. But it's one thing I say wing, but I also think we have a lot of players that can play both center and wing. And that gives Ralph different options with his lineup. And one of the big parts, I think, in the six preseason games is going to see, where players have chemistry with each other and what position fits best for them.
You haven't ruled Pominville out that based on your previous answer at some point. Is that correct?
I haven't ruled it out, but I've also, like I said, we're very excited about where we are from a depth standpoint and the competitions we're going to have, and we want to make sure we give our young players enough of an opportunity, for sure.
I know you didn't want to rush them, but how was it big you were able to get Cousins into this tournament?
I think it just it helps him out a lot more just in preparation for going on the ice for the first time on Friday. Just the speed of the game, and I thought he worked extremely hard over the last couple of months here, staying in Buffalo, working with our staff, and I know he sort of really wanted to play these games. I thought just from a conditioning standpoint, a timing standpoint, getting these games will certainly help him out next week.
Ralph has done a lot of camps in his career for different events. He's never done a full NHL camp as a head coach before. What's it been like in the last few weeks seeing him prepare for this, and what do you want to see from your coach here?
Well, I think everything has been extremely well organized, and I think you see Ralph, the communication with myself, but also just with his assistants. And I think it's great having guys that have been on the staff here before, bringing in people like Mike Bales from Carolina, also Donnie Granato from Chicago. You get the best of all worlds. And I think you'll come to realize with Ralph, with some of his connections throughout the league, over the last few years, he's sort of picking best practices from all these guys. So what I'm looking for is just – you know, from the entire group, there's a lot of enthusiasm come Friday, understanding that, yeah, we're going to be implementing a new system. There needs to be teaching and learning from that, but also we want to see pace. We want to see work ethic from day one.
Did the injury still challenge that maybe he's not that Ralph is an unknown. He's just a different entity in the sense he's not a retread in that sense. Is there a different challenge that he faces, unlike, say, Quenneville going to Florida, mm-hmm. where players know him, that he needs to get across the players to earn their respect?
I think he earns his respect by how he communicates with guys, and I think he's done that already. And I think our players are going to realize very quickly his knowledge of the game. And, you know, where my communication's gone really well is, look, it's about winning, but it's also about continuing, especially with such a young team that we have, about developing every day. And I think once players buy in that this guy is going to help them in their career and help them win games, that's where respect comes.
Did the injury maybe put Dylan a little bit behind schedule to the point where it really hurt his chances of making a team? Or does he still have a really legit shot here to push for a roster spot in camp?
Look, Lance, I think it's always difficult for an 18-year-old to make it in the National Hockey League right off the bat. I think the good thing with this type of injury, yeah, it's certainly disappointing they couldn't work on some of the skills. But from a standpoint of working with our strength staff, improving his leg strength, I think he did a great job with that over the last couple months. So I don't think that will hurt his ability. I just think it's a big jump for an 18-year-old to step into the National Hockey League and really contribute. But we'll certainly give him an opportunity over the next couple weeks here and see where it materializes.
You get 9 games if you want them, to give him a chance. Do you believe in that, or is that something you don't really believe in for a young player?
No, and I look, I think the bigger thing is the accrued season versus the 9 games on the contract. But, we'll continue to have dialogue with Dylan and see what's best for not only our team, but also for his development over the next week, or if that continues to go well, the next couple months.
Do you expect the Wolf-Swarwinski thing today with Columbus maybe to start opening the logjam and for the phones to really start heating up around the league this week?
Tough for me to predict that one. I'm just glad that right now we don't have restricted free agents that we have to sign. And that's what I think I mentioned to you before. I think salary arbitration is a tough process, but it gets all the guys signed up, and there's no distractions. Our team's all signed up. They're all going to be here on Thursday, and we'll get going from that standpoint. So, it won't surprise me. These players are going to eventually get signed here, and I think it will start to come. What that time frame, whether it's this week or the next month, I couldn't tell you.
Would you characterize your phone as being busy at all in the last few days?
Well, I think it's always busy, but it's been good with just interacting with our staff here because they're all here, and I think there's excitement around the league just because you're back in arenas, you're back watching games, so it's not all these fictitious conversations on what you're actually seeing players and you're starting to evaluate players again.
From Ralph's perspective, as he said, it's open competition, players are the side things, but as you help with that roster building, how much does past experiences, how much do contracts come into who stays and who goes once this season gets underway?
Well, I think we've shown in the past just it hasn't been lip service. It's been with our actions that if players knock out veteran players, they're going to have the opportunity to be here. And that's what we're going to be looking for. And, we talked a lot to that about players coming into our organization, giving them an opportunity. We've talked a lot about our returning players, challenging them to be ready to go right away. Because we wanted to bring more players in to have more success as an organization. So I think the competition is going to be great in the next couple of weeks, and I think you probably hear it in Ralph's voice. He's excited about getting things going. And I think a lot of our players, whether it was you saw in Chicago with Jack and Rasmus, like, they want to get things going. They've had enough. They've worked hard in the offseason. Now it's getting ready to go out there and start performing.
Vision for the team, have to be more speed, better on the attack, better on the pressure. It's only three games for the prospects. Do you get more of an idea that you're going to see more of that team going ahead?
Well, I thought there was a lot of guys competed hard, guys played with pace, and especially really like it on our back end. I thought our defense did a really good job. Whether it's Yogi Harju, Bryson, Fitzgerald, getting up with the play. You even see the development from a year's time from a player like Will Borgen. I thought he played very physical in his two games, and that's sort of probably what is drawn most of the crowd is drawn to. But what I really liked was his gap. He was up in the play a lot, didn't give the guys, the opponents, very much space at all. And that's just a small sample size, but hopefully that carries over to our group. And, you know, it's simple. It's a speed game. And we're trying to get faster. We're trying to obviously get players that can skate faster, but also move the puck faster and play a faster game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.